This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 73 for Thursday, September 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are weaker on Thursday morning, continuing this week's trend. The November canola contract is down $5 at $514.60 per ton. The January contract is down $5.40 at $521.60 per ton. There is weakness in Chicago soy oil, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Good weather across the prairies continues to spur on the harvest. Saskatchewan releases its weekly crop report later this afternoon. The Manitoba report puts the overall harvest there at 70% complete. The Canadian dollar is lower this morning as its United States counterpart regains lost strength. The loonie is at 74.72 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.86. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports weekly export sales of wheat are slightly above 351,000 tons for the week ending September 17th. That is towards the low end of market expectations. Corn export sales are about 2.14 million tons and above trade predictions. Export sales of soybeans are 3.19 million tons and slightly above the market forecast. Soy meal sales are at 28,600 tons and soy oil sales are at 4,400 tons. The Associated Press reports allegations of child labor, slavery, and other abuses in the palm oil industry. The allegations are based on about 130 interviews with former workers in Malaysia and Indonesia. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday morning. The November soybean contract is down 11 cents at $10.04 per bushel. October soy oil is down almost a half cent at 32.21 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $3.40 at 338.70 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Thursday morning, with the December contract down 4 cents at 365 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract down 2 cents at 287 per bushel. Wheat futures are slightly higher on Thursday morning. Chicago December is up 3.5 at 552.5. Kansas City December is up 2 at 486. And Minneapolis December is also up 2 at 533. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, September 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.